Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney and delighted to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Let us celebrate with joy the Nativity of the Blessed Ever-Virgin Mary, for from her arose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit,
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Well, we do honor the feast of Our Lady's Nativity, her birth to St. Joachim and Anne today. So let us now call to mind our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ,
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you, we bless you, we adore you, we glorify you, we give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world, receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Impart to your servants, we pray, O Lord, the gift of heavenly grace, that the feast of the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary may bring deeper peace to those for whom the birth of her Son was the dawning of salvation. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen. A reading from the book of the prophet Micah. The Lord says, "You, Bethlehem Ephrathah, too small to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose origin is from of old, from ancient times. Therefore, the Lord will give them up until the time when she who is to give birth has born, and the rest of his brethren shall return to the children of Israel. He shall stand firm and shepherd his flock by the strength of the Lord, in the majestic name of the Lord his God. They shall remain, for now his greatness shall reach to the ends of the earth. He shall be peace." The word of the Lord.
Thanks
be to God. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Though I trusted in your mercy, let my heart rejoice in your salvation. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Let me sing of the Lord. He has been good to me. With delight I rejoice in the Lord. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Blessed are you, Holy Virgin Mary, deserving of all praise. From you rose the Son of Justice, Christ our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham. Abraham became the father of Isaac, Isaac the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Judah and his brothers. Judah became the father of Perez and Zerah, whose mother was Tamar. Perez became the father of Hezron, Hezron the father of Ram, Ram the father of Amminadab. Amminadab became the father of Nahshon, Nahshon the father of Salmon, Salmon the father of Boaz, whose mother was Rahab. Boaz became the father of Obed, whose mother was Ruth. Obed became the father of Jesse, Jesse the father of David the king. David became the father of Solomon, whose mother had been the wife of Uriah. Solomon became the father of Rehoboam, Rehoboam the father of Abijah, Abijah the father of Asaph. Asaph became the father of Jehoshaphat, Jehoshaphat the father of Joram, Joram the father of Uzziah. Uzziah became the father of Jotham, Jotham the father of Ahaz, Ahaz the father of Hezekiah. Hezekiah became the father of Manasseh, Manasseh the father of Amos, Amos the father of Josiah. Josiah became the father of Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the Babylonian exile. After the Babylonian exile, Jeconiah became the father of Shealtiel, Shealtiel the father of Zerubbabel, Zerubbabel the father of Abiud. Abiud became the father of Eliakim, Eliakim the father of Azor, Azor the father of Zadok, Zadok became the father of Achim, Achim the father of Eliud, Eliud the father of Eleazar, Eleazar became the father of Mathan, Mathan the father of Jacob, Jacob the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention, when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home, for it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you will name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel, which means God with us. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to the Lord Jesus.
For the words of the Gospel, may your sins be wiped away. Today, as we celebrate the birthday of Our Lady, her nativity, well, we realize that she was born into a family. We heard a lot of family lineage, but that was actually that of Joseph, but she was born of a family and then accepted into that family line as she becomes the mother of the Lord and Savior. I think one of the things that maybe we can ponder on this day in which we remember her birth is maybe just to think about, we love celebrating our own birthdays, and we do lots of different things. Maybe you take the day off of work, you do something you enjoy, you spend time with your family or with your friends, you eat your favorite meal. You wonder, well, how did Mary, during her life, observe her birthday? Did she do so with great humility? Of course, she probably did. But what else did she do? What did Joseph do for her on her birthday? What did Jesus do? Did Jesus pick flowers from the fields and bring them to his mother as a little child? Maybe then you can even extend it as Mary grows with the early church, living with John. Well, what did John do to celebrate the birth of Our Lady? What did the apostles do when they were gathered around her on that occasion? Of course, there's no answer to this question. It's something that we can think about, we can mull over, and maybe allow that to be something we think about as we go about our day today, remembering Our Lady's birth. Of course, one of the things that happens, you go out to a restaurant or you're with your friends, what do? They sing you happy birthday. Maybe that's something we can do for Our Lady today, is that we can sing her a song, and we'll do so at the end of Mass today. We'll sing the Immaculate Mary. We will sing the praises of Our Lady, and In so doing, that's kind of our birthday hymn to Our Lady. Last week when I was on social media, I saw someone remark that they were observing the birthday of someone who had passed, and maybe that person had just recently passed, and what they were doing is they were doing things that this person enjoyed. They wanted to remember him as they did those things, the things he would have done. And maybe as we think about Our Lady, we wonder, well, what is it that she did? What did she enjoy in life? Well, according to Maria of Agreda, Our Lady loved to serve the poor. She would give them things that they needed. She would give out of the beneficence of her family to help those in need. So maybe we help someone that we know that might be in need. Our Lady also, she loved to meditate on the passion of the Lord. She loved to meditate and think about the different events of Jesus's life. And maybe that's something we can do if we do something that Our Lady enjoyed. Well, think about and meditate on the life of her son. She would probably enjoy for us to do that. Another thing people do when they celebrate a birthday is they spend time with that person. And we can spend time with Our Lady. Of course, we do so when we pray the rosary. So join Father Rocky tonight for the family rosary across America at 7 p.m. Central. And you'll spend time with Our Lady. You'll allow her to tell you the stories of Jesus' life. You'll ask her to pray with you and to pray for you. That's something you could do on her birthday, that is today. And then maybe finally, today as we honor her on this special day, maybe we choose to listen to her. We can listen to the word she spoke in Scripture. She gives us a great example. Let it be done to me according to your will. Maybe we repeat her words. But of course, we know that she's come in various apparitions to the world, and maybe we listen to what she said through those apparitions, that she asked us to pray the rosary every day for peace in the world. Well, we can abide by that. She talks about confession quite a bit in her apparitions. Maybe we seek out the sacrament of reconciliation today. She asks us to make sacrifices for the conversion of sinners. So maybe we hear the words that Our Lady spoke and we begin to live them in our life as a way to honor her on this day of her birth. Today we celebrate with the church throughout the world the Nativity of Our Lady. We celebrate with all of heaven as they rejoice because of who she is and what she accomplished for us, that she gave us the Savior who died and rose so that we might have eternal life with him forever. Let us now lift up our voices to the Lord and ask him to hear our prayer. For Pope Francis and all bishops and priests, that under the protection of Our Lady, they will be powerful in the battle against evil in this world, we pray to the Lord. For an increase in true devotion to Mary, that all will see her as the model to which the Church aspires, we pray to the Lord. For all children, especially the most helpless in the womb, that our Mother Mary will protect them against all evil and ensure their spiritual and physical safety, we pray to the Lord. For all those who have died, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord. For blessings on Bishop Joseph Brennan of Fresno, who celebrates his Episcopal anniversary today, in thanksgiving for his service to the Church and for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. Lord, O Lord our God, hear our prayers this day. You have given us Mary to be our mother and intercessor, and as we honor her, may she bring our needs before your throne. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands, and will become for us the bread of life. by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you, fruit of the vine and work of human hands. It will become our spiritual drink. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church.
Make the humanity of your only begotten Son come, O Lord, to our aid, and may he who at his birth from the Blessed Virgin did not diminish his consecrated, who did not diminish but consecrated her integrity, by taking from us now our wicked deeds, make our oblation acceptable to you, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, and to praise, bless, and glorify your name on the Nativity of the Blessed Ever-Virgin Mary. For by the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived your only begotten Son, and without losing the glory of virginity, brought forth into the world the eternal light, Jesus Christ our Lord. Through him the angels praise your majesty. Dominions adore and powers tremble before you. Heaven and the virtues of heaven and the blessed seraphim worship together with exultation. May our voices, we pray, join with theirs in humble praise as we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, are full of Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread, and giving thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the Blessed Apostles, with Saint Joachim and Anne, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. through him, and with him, and in him. O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. It's at the Savior's command, informed by his divine teaching, that we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Behold, the Virgin will bear a son, who will save his people from their sins. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints.
Amen.
Let us pray. May your church exalt, O Lord, for you have renewed her with these sacred mysteries, as she rejoices in the nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, which was the hope and the daybreak of salvation for all the world, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Well, thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Mass today here on Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And don't forget about the Family Rosary Across America tonight to celebrate Our Lady's birthday at 7 p.m. with Father Rocky. Coming up next, stay tuned for Cale Clark's The Faith Explained. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace.
Thanks be to God.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. O Lady of good health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now, at the hour of our death. Amen. Please join me in singing number 577, Immaculate Mary. Immaculate Mary, your praises we sing. You reign now in splendor with Jesus our King.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with RelevantRadio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.